From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Audie Cornish. All this week, we're hearing from NPR's Kelly McEvers on Morning Edition and again on our program. She recently spent a week in Syria with rebel fighters. And today, a story about a terrible killing. And a warning, it includes some graphic details.
Earlier this month, in a Syrian village called Tremsa, at least 100 people were killed. Activists called it a massacre of innocent civilians by government forces. But the truth may be more complicated. Here's Kelly McEvers with the fourth story in a series about her trip to Syria.
In the days after the killing in Tremsa, the details were pretty fuzzy. Anti-government activists said the Syrian army and pro-government militias went on a rampage, killing civilians in Tremsa simply because they opposed the government. But unlike with previous massacres, the activists didn't release the names of the dead. And once some names did start trickling out, it looked like many of those killed were fighting-age men. On our way into Syria last week, we met a Spanish photographer named Daniel Leal Olivas. It was late at night at a rebel way station. He said he'd just returned from Tremsa. He was there just one day after the killing.
The first thing I remember is that it's a very small town. Another thing is everyone was in the street.
Women and children were standing in front of their houses, crying, as if they'd just gotten back into town, Daniel says. The men grabbed him by the arm and dragged him into a house.
We found a toilet room, and in that toilet room was full of blood. And they told us, we found here bodies executed.
And he says parts of the village were totally destroyed.
They burned a lot of cars. They burned motorcycles. They burned houses. They destroyed the mosque.
But they didn't burn indiscriminately, he says. Instead, it looked like the killers knew exactly what their targets were. On any given street, one house would be burned, riddled with bullet holes and covered in blood. Other houses were left untouched. While Daniel's account suggests that those who committed the killings were mostly targeting fighters, there's still the question, what sparked this killing? And why was it so brutal? As we made our way deeper into Syria, we found rebel fighters who had some answers. I'm standing on the steps of a house that's used as a base for a rebel commander. I can't say exactly where it is. The location is secret. The commander commands several units in a town right next to Tremsa, and he provided weapons to two other units that were based inside Tremsa. So we're going to get the story here in this base of what happened as far as the rebels see it. This fighter, who only goes by the name Khazafi, was in a village near Tremsa on the day of the killing. He says the trouble started around 5 a.m. Four officers in the Syrian army were driving near Tremsa. All of them were from the minority Alawite sect, the same sect as Syria's president and his inner circle. Khazafi says rebels blew up the car with a homemade bomb, instantly killing the Alawite officers. Then the army responded by bombarding the town with artillery, tanks, and helicopters. Khazafi says the shelling continued until mid-afternoon. Then the army pulled back, and armed Alawite militias known as Shabiha, or ghosts, moved in and went on a killing spree. Khazafi was in the woods just outside the village, helping evacuate wounded. He says he heard this chilling phrase, spoken with an Alawite accent. He's not dead yet. Finish him. If Khazafi's story is true, this would be the third major killing rampage launched by pro-government Alawite militias in a Sunni village. For the first time, though, rebels are admitting that they played some role in sparking the attack. Still, the rebels refuse to acknowledge that their very presence in these villages brings havoc on civilians. The commander of this base, Abu Sulaiman, says regardless of what caused the attack, the killing of a few officers does not justify hunting 100 people down and executing them in their village. While many details from Tremsa remain unknown, it's clear that sectarian killings are on the rise in Syria. As Abu Sulaiman and his fighters begin their nightly prayer, it's clear by the way they move their hands and position their feet that they're not Sunni hardliners who consider all other sects to be infidels. But to hear them talk is to hear them use nasty words about Alawites and about how they hope to take revenge one day. That leaves many Syrians to wonder, even if the rebels do manage to topple the regime, what will come next? Kelly McEvers, NPR News.